Okay. So yeah, so it's only been, it was closed for, so it was open for 4 months before the pandemic hit, and then it's been closed for 18 months, basically, since then. But now it's going to be open indefinitely, basically until the time when the developers knock this place down, which is scheduled to, it's been scheduled to happen every, you know, when I first moved in 6 years ago, they told me 2 years, and, you know, so it keeps on, it could be here for a lot longer. I'm just riding it out, see what happens. So I'm not planning on opening it and more days in the week, because primarily because it's like it's not really the visitor numbers to justify it, and I would need to staff it actually, because I work as an artist like full time, and
it's more of an installation, it seems to me. It's not a rallying cry for a political or social movement.
I don't know. It is. In some respects, I mean, I see it as in support of existing movements. You know, we talk a lot about existing movements that have resisted neoliberalism and stuff like this. And,
okay.
And the fact that neoliberalism was in a large part a response to organised labour movements and things like that. It was the rich organising against the working class kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, we're not, like, tied to any... It's not like in support of any one group or anything like that. But the reason I'm not like, yeah, so for me to open more than a few days a week, it puts limits on. I don't have my weekends anyway.
Fine, okay.